What is up, everybody, ladies and gents and ladies. I am your host, Dante, and I am along with my co-host.
How do you spell psycho?
And his name is Tar. He wants to know how to spell psycho, and I say it's spelled P-H-Y-S-C-O. And this is Just the Tips.
Psycho. No, that's not how you spell it.
Wow. I don't know. But we're back here in
Psycho.
Phoenix, right? Ace Attorney.
Psycho.
Psycho is a 1960.
P-S-Y-C-H-O. Oh, I put an H in there. Oh.
Here's what I found.
Well, I was good for the most part. But, I said that we got to present to her, I think, the keys. So,
Damn. That
is what I am about. No, she said we could keep these. Yeah, she said we could keep these, so we already tried to present that to her. So, to present to her now, something that she would trade for... trade for that hostage. Maybe sleeping pills? Are these hers?
You're too busy catching her breath to tell me anything.
What the heck? Or maybe I talk to her some more. Let's try the fanboy.
What happened to the fanboy?
If I see him again, I'm taking him down. Lay him flat.
My, what a violent old lady.
What about the director?
So I'm thinking, how the is she a ghost? And her girls is like, what did Maya, they like psychics or whatever?
Yeah.
Imagine if that was real life. And quote unquote, all that stuff was real.
So like you can have a dead maybe sister or something come back and take over you?
Over like one of those psychics. How would that be? Wouldn't that be crazy? Imagine if that was real. I don't know if it's real or not. I don't know.
I mean, some people say they've been possessed before. But
I've never did it, and I believe in stuff that's weirder than that, so who am I to say that shit ain't real?
I think being around someone that's like possessed is pretty mind-boggling and probably get a little scary.
Possessed has a negative connotation to it, but I get what you mean. Is there a synonym for possessed?
Probably.
I don't even want to say that. Let's look that up for the viewers. Synonym.
Taken over.
Synonym for possess.
Here are some synonyms for possess. Own. Have. Be the
own.
Own. Taken over. Synonyms for possessed.
Here are some synonyms for possessed.
Taken over.
All right. They got taken over.
Yeah. One of the spirits. I guess everybody has a spirit in life, you know? Mm-hmm. And if you want another spirit to come in, you know, one of them has to be the dominant spirit and one of them has to be the, you know, non-dominant spirit. So.
Yeah.
Your main spirit, your spirit, would have to, you know, fall back while the person coming in would have to be the main one.
Yo.
And, yeah.
I want to say something about the new God of War. It's kind of a spoiler, so spoiler alert, but it has to do with this conversation a little bit. When, the dwarves, one of the dwarves gets killed towards, like, more of the end of the game. the blue one named Brock, and then they couldn't bring him back to life because his brother Sindri already did that when Brock died before and then got his soul back in him. And then now I think Kratos said that since Brock's soul is like
gone,
like a soul and whatnot, not like really from an alive person or something, then he's pretty much in the afterlife just gone, and he doesn't even have a soul, so he's just like not there. So he really had to end.
What do you mean?
So the original Brock was already dead from the first death?
Yeah.
So what they had down here on Earth or whatever they was at was just a copy?
Yeah.
Theoretical copy slash dial?
Yeah, I think it was someone else's soul that he put in him. So his soul was like already gone.
His soul was already in their version of heaven or hell.
Yeah.
And so they just put somebody up. They just whoop, put that thing in.
Something like that.
That's crazy. Can you imagine?
And then like he just had nothing now after death. Like he never existed.
Wow. Imagine if that happened to you. How would you feel? How would you feel if you died and then you went up to heaven and somebody took over your body and was patrolling around as you?
Oh, man.
I'm pretty sure we had a conversation like this, but it was about body double. How would you feel if somebody patrolled around as you, but wasn't you? But they did all the same shit you did.
Do we live at the same time?
I don't care what you want. Whatever you want. Does the answer change? Really?
I don't know.
Does it really change?
I don't know.
Okay, say you do. Does the answer change?
Probably not. I don't think so.
Well, that's crazy. I wouldn't know what to do. I walk in and I see another me. I'm like, what the hell? What are you doing here, dude?
Oh, you gotta get the sound effects ready, man. That would have been perfect for it.
I was like, what is going on? Why are you in here? I guess I'd just be dancing all the time with myself. And one of us got to be the backup dancer. And one of us got to be the main dancer.
You can be like shadow clones from Naruto.
One of us got to go to work. And then one of us can stay home and work on recording.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's get into this.
All right. So, oh, yeah. This is your line.
Actually, I met the director just now.
Huh? Yeah? Oh, my heart. I don't feel so good.
Oh, uh-oh. She's about to have a heart attack.
Is she okay? Before I go, I'd like to visit the place where Emma died.
Yes.
Right. She's saying she wanted to visit the studio where he died.
Are we going to go to the studio then? I guess we are. You go to outside Studio 1 and then inside Studio 1. No,
How are you security, but you're so unfit? How are you security and you're like 50, 60 years old?
That's a lot of security. That's pretty old.
Old? You can't even run down old. You can't even run down young people. Why are you security? You need to leave.
You can't even run down old people, for that matter.
Yeah. Can't run down anybody. Damn. Huffing and puffing. You about to die any minute. That's terrible security. She must be grandfathered in, that's why.
Yeah, man.
Because they said the studio don't got no money.
What the heck am I doing?
And it seemed like nobody, the producer, from the producer to the director, don't nobody care. How was there one security guard during this whole thing? It's a whole lot of land to be patrolling. They got one security guard. Come on, man. No wonder dude died. Ain't no freaking security.
Right. Nope, she can't answer that either. Alright, I'm gonna guess the spear. Oh my god. Oh.
What?
What the heck do we present her then, man? Maybe we don't have it, I don't know.
Did you present everything?
Oh, this, the card key. Okay, hold on. Yes.
That's a car. Studio One.
Right, a car key, Studio One.
All right, right.
I could visit poor Emma.
Not so fast, Miss Oldbag.
I'd like to visit. He died.
Whew. First, we must do an exchange.
I was his fan.
Were you?
You don't have your own card, Mrs. Oldbag?
Studio One isn't my turf.
Mm-hmm. So then this then raises the question. How could she have gotten a studio at that time, maybe?
Another question it raises is, she said it wasn't her turf. Then whose turf was it?
You'll let me borrow it then.
If I give her the card key, then I won't be able to get into Studio One.
I think we should lend it to her. I think so. What do you think?
Press the button, man.
I was waiting for your input.
Oh, go ahead, man.
Why don't you let her borrow it, Phoenix?
Why her neck tilted like that? I guess it can't hurt. Here you go, Mrs. Oldbag.
That reminds me of when Brad always tries to talk to me because he has to look up, but he looks to the side. He's like... He's like... I'm like... Hi, how you doing down there?
Oh my God. You know you can't make fun of short people, man. Don't make
Joe said he makes fun of Brad tight to him all the time.
Don't make fun of them. He'll go crazy, man. Short people, certain people got short fuses, man. Start blowing up like dynamite. Especially if you tall, bro. Come on. You know they want to kick your ass just for being around. I am cool with all the people who are underneath the average height in your country. We love y'all, man. I love y'all. Don't fight me, cuz. I ain't trying to fight, man. I'm trying to fight you, man. I love you, man. Just stay who you are, man. Stay that way. Yep. Except for don't get mad, bro. Don't get mad because your genetics suck. Hey, man, just got to deal with it. Accept it and embrace it. A lot of y'all don't be accepting and embracing y'all shit. Y'all talk about, I accept me. You 40 years old and still getting mad at the fucking 6'8" guy trying to take the girl at the end of the bar. Hey, don't be mad at him.
Be mad at your parents.
Be mad at yourself. Oh. Look at it, then accept yourself. Oh. Hey, got to let it go sometimes, you know? Hey, man. Maybe it was the father who didn't just squirt the right sperm that day. But if you did, you wouldn't have been here. Real shit. Real shit. Hey, it could have been worse. You could have been a midget. No disrespect to midgets. I love midgets. It could have been worse. You could have been a paraplegic. No legs. Could always be worse. Gotta take things into perspective. It could be worse. You could be born with no dick.
Well, I mean, women are.
I mean, they got clits, man. That's like a little dick, man. That's a little dick. You could be born with no dick, like nothing. Ken status. Like Ken doll, yeah. Imagine trying to go down and a girl going down and you ain't got nothing there.
It's just smooth skin.
Smooth, baby. Hey.
What?
Imagine wiping yourself, right?
Yeah.
And you wipe between the legs. That's all you hear is because it's so smooth. Ain't nothing in between. Ain't no friction getting in the way.
It's like SpongeBob shoes.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Go ahead and press that button, man. Listen to me, Sonny. I don't like having debts to no whippersnappers. You take this, and we're even.
Oh, post deal. This.
What's this? Oh. Steel Samurai trading card?
Small posters.
That sneaky little kid dropped that. I figure it's pretty important to him, though. Thank you. I may have a use for it.
Maybe.
For this. This must be the hostage she was talking about.
Mm. Record.
Right, I'm off. There she goes, hobbling off toward the studio.
So she must have done something with her leg.
Yeah, she was running. And she's old. Old bag.
Hmm. So maybe outside Studio One, and then... no, so I think we're trying to find Cody now. Maybe he's back in the employee area. Maybe. To employee area. Yes!
Yes!
Remember Studios.
Remember we went to the ColossusCon and they had that dude say that at the end?
Yes! We have to see all that hentai.
Yes!
I hope they have that again this year, I'm not gonna lie. That was probably the funnest paddle I went to.
Dude came in there and talking about what's going on. Oh my goodness.
it was so crazy we couldn't even record nothing because they were like, we gotta like make sure that none of this gets out, that we are all into this crazy stuff.
No, we could record, we just could record the end when she was getting spanked. That's what she said don't
well record. No, because I wanted to record some of the stuff too at the beginning, but the dude said at the beginning we couldn't.
Oh, the dude DJing?
Yeah.
That nigga's a fucking lie. Hey, man. Niggas be lying, B. They lie sometimes. I won't record the last part, but hey, I'm taking a picture. What you gonna do?
I wish I was one of the ones that got the spanker.
Go ahead and press that space ball, man. Hey, man. You being honest.
Yep.
There was a lot of people on that train, boy. You was on there. You chugging, choo-choo. You said, I wanted to be a part of that team too, man. Put me on that cab, man. I want a cabin. Oh, man.
Phoenix, was that the boy?
She said she got a nice job. She said she got, what she say, she had kids too or some shit like that?
I don't know. I think they were together, them two.
You think that was probably swinging?
No, I think they were a husband and wife or something.
I didn't even know all that. Damn, you know more of shit than I did. I thought they was just linking up for the, they could have been friends and they was linking up for the thing. One guy was good at fucking DJing and some other shit, and then the other girl was kind of good at talking and shit.
I actually talked with them, I think the night before, out at this like stand that they own, and they were really cool.
Yeah.
The lady actually told me to come over there. Like, hey, come.
His name's Cody Atkins.
Heck. I think he ran into the dressing room. Let's go. He's going to be in there with the freaking, what's this called? Salmonello.
The troll face dude looking like a troll face.
Troll face looking like a troll face. Troll face looking like a troll face.
Okay.
I definitely went longer than I expected. But you know
what?
Hey,
yo!
I was only expecting the last.
Oh, man.
Maybe a minute. And I lasted like an hour. No, I'm just kidding.
That's but, insane.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us on this episode, and we will see you guys next time.